Brannan, congratulations. Your first senior goal and a win. A difficult night, but a successful one in the end for you.
Very difficult, I'd say. Always hard to come to... I know people might like think it's an excuse, but it is hard on the surface to come here. Majority of the time, I remember when I was at Sutton alone, when I was, 18, 19, and they just didn't get beat at home. And I think a lot of the these are obviously doing well. I don't know what their home record's like, but I'm guessing it's probably pretty good because a lot of teams struggle to get the ball down like we did today. But I think the main thing was just getting into the hat for the next round, and we've done that. So, that's good. We've got the job done, but always room for improvement. So, yeah.
What were you thinking after 10 minutes? 'Cause it was loud in here. You were one down. They were all over you. It didn't have a good look to it, the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what they would be saying in the change room before it kicks off, saying they probably don't fancy it. With everything that happened, all the incidents beforehand with the lights and everything, they're probably saying, they don't want it sort of thing. Like, it's raining, obviously, really heavy. Come here on Astro. We've travelled a long way. We've had a long day. And, you come here first 10 minutes, and they did unsettle us, to be fair. What they'd done works. They go for the big man, and he's good at what he does. Got to give him credit where it's due. That they're good at what they do. And they won a lot of flicks, and we didn't adapt to that in the first sort of 20, 30 minutes. But I think we got a bit better in the second half. I mean, you're not going to win a lot against him. Doesn't matter if you put two or three bodies around him. Look at the size of him. He is good at it. So, the first 10, 20 minutes, we had to adapt. Next time we should know what to expect, definitely adapt to it a lot quicker than we did. So, yeah.
How difficult did the light situation and the delay and the possible postponement, how challenging was that for you?
I wouldn't say it was challenging. It was just, it's just waiting around sort of thing. You kick off 7:45, you want to get involved, you want to get to it. That's what you set yourself for. And then obviously we're sitting around in the change room for half hour, come out here, then they go off again, and you're thinking, is the game going to be on? That's obviously always in the back of your head, but the boys were ready, and eventually we came out on top.
Talk us through the goal.
Obviously, I think it was quite a good bit of play, to be fair. I can't remember seeing it go in, because I think I was actually on the floor. But yeah, no, happy to see it going, and happy to score that goal.
When you come through the academy, you scored a goal for Pompey. How pleasing is that?
Always a special moment, always, obviously, stuff you sort of want to do when you break into the first team. And just hopefully now I can do it at Fratton Park.
And Lee Brown's still looking for one, so I'm sure that might get mentioned once or twice.
As I don't know. He's unlucky at the end there, to be fair, but he's played a few more games, hasn't he? So, he deserves a stick he gets.
Have you ever played right back in your career?
Not in my professional career, but for the youth team, in my first year of school, I played a whole season there. And it's something I feel confident with, so yeah.
It's unusual because a lot of left-footed players, fullbacks, wouldn't normally end up on that right side.
No, they wouldn't, but you don't see it too much nowadays, sort of thing. But no, I feel happy cutting inside, and obviously with Willow and whoever's outside of me, there's always good options in this team.
How disappointing for you was it when Lee Brown got fit again and back in the side? Because you must have felt you'd done well in that month you were playing.
Yeah, to be honest, I thought I'd done really well. Especially, I think I played 7 games, and I'm not sure done too much wrong, done quite a good few things right. I had a couple of assists as well. So yeah, really frustrating, but it's how you bounce back, and obviously I've got an opportunity now, but I have the last two games, so hopefully I'm just push on.
Yeah, we see the ups and downs, but those moments when you're left out must really be a kick in the teeth.
Yeah, I'm not gonna stand here and lie to you. It was tough mentally, but like you said, there's ups and downs in football, and there's probably a lot more downs than there is ups, and just something I'd adapt to and just get over it.
And a bit of a break now?
I don't know what the plan is. I don't want to say too much yet, but yeah, we'll see.